Welcome to Mental Health Monday. I'm your host, Kayla, and I can't wait for you to hear what I have for you today. Today, we're going to be talking about something I actually did a poll on in my Instagram story around a week ago that I found really interesting. So grab some coffee, tea, your favorite snack, or if you're driving, don't grab anything other than the steering wheel, and let's get chatting.
So I figured that everyone at some point had struggled with motivation, but the response that I got from just the small community of friends and family I currently have on my IG was pretty overwhelming. The question that I asked in the poll was simply just if anybody had been experiencing a lack of motivation recently, and while I kind of expected maybe one or two yeses, almost everyone that answered the poll, actually everybody who did answer the poll, nobody said no, so everyone said yes. Like, people that I view as highly successful or constantly motivated were answering, yeah, I'm feeling a little apathetic, which of course inspired this Mental Health Monday to be all about motivation. The poll was sparked by the honest fact that I have struggled with motivation for the last week and a half, and have just felt like nothing was worth doing because it all took too much energy and I just wanted to sleep. Now, there are a million things that contributed to me feeling that way, but I digress. So I have a couple of little tried and true tips that have helped me get out of my anti-motivational funk and re-inspire me to get up and get with it and get going. Please don't misunderstand me though, because if you're unmotivated right now and your body, mind, and spirit are like, we need to take a break, please listen to that and just chillax for a bit. Otherwise, if you're in a funk, these tips may very well help you out like they did me. Alright, so tip number one is to find something that you're passionate about. And I know that it sounds really corny, but for me personally, it was this podcast. Like, I was excited to try something new, to test out new outlets for my creativity, and honestly, to stop doing organic chemistry because it was seriously dimming my shine and I felt like my brain was gonna burst. So find something that you're passionate about, whatever it is. Maybe it'll be something like exploring a new hiking spot, or reading some more of your favorite book, watercolor painting, maybe even something like content creation, whatever it is that ignites a little spark of excitement and, ooh, I want to do that right now, I suggest that you make the time for it and you go and do it. Like, literally, maybe get up, get outside in the fresh air, go on a hike, or pull out your favorite book, tell the rest of your family to go to their respective corners and read from it, or get into a quiet place with some good jams and watercolor paint. Content creation you can really do wherever. Highly suggest headphones and to just tune out the world. For me, taking the time to get creative this evening and write up this whole podcast instead of doing the extra assignments and laundry have literally made a huge 180 difference for me and my mood, and I'm pretty sure that my family can tell the difference. Tip number two is to figure out what it is that's holding you back right now. What is it right now that has contributed to you being uninspired? And I know that our first knee-jerk reaction as humans to questions like this are to answer, nothing in particular, or I'm really fine, I'm just uninspired, or something along those lines. It's totally like when somebody says, hey, how are you doing today? And you're like, oh, I'm okay, but really you're not. It's the same kind of idea. So I'm willing to bet that if you took a couple minutes to just sit with yourself, undistracted, and really monitor what you're thinking about and feeling, you'd find at least a little answer to that question. You'd find, if not the root of your non-motivation, then at least a part of it that could really help you identify what's actually going on. And I know that that probably sounds like a huge task, and I totally get it. But when I took a moment to do this, even though I kind of already knew what the root of my non-motivation was, I figured out that not only what it was, but actions I was going to take in order to get through it. Which brings me to my last tip and my favorite tip, which is number three. But first, a quick break from our sponsor. Number three, find a friend, make sure that they're in a good place to help you out, and tell them that you need encouragement. Just be candid and honest. And this is honestly my number one tip, and I'm very blessed to be surrounded by a community of women who are willing to help me out when I'm feeling a little unmotivated and show me the sunshine. Talking with a friend is also just a really good way of getting yourself to do something. And there's a decent chance that doing something will lead you to doing something else, and then something else, and then you'll have a clear mind from debriefing with a friend and a desire to get things done. Now, if you're like, yeah, no, Kayla, I'm not talking to anyone about me not being motivated, I'm just in a slump, and I'd rather not bring anybody else into it. Well, a less social way of getting your motivation back can honestly be brain dumping. So kind of like we were talking about in tip number two, but a little more physical act of writing. All of those thoughts and emotions and fears and desires out on paper to at least allow a little bit of release could be beneficial, but I highly recommend talking to a friend. But if you're like, yeah, no, not doing that, brain dumping, writing all of that out could help you just as much. This episode was particularly quick, but I'm just getting going. So as we continue and I get some more feedback, I will tailor this towards more of what you guys want to hear. So I hope that at least one of these tips have worked for you and wanted to remind you that you were put on this earth for a reason. I wholeheartedly believe that you were created to do some amazing things and that you're allowed to live up to your created potential. You're not here on accident. Thank you so much for joining me on this Mental Health Monday, and I'll catch you on Wednesday for whatever Wednesday. Hey, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode. Make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss anything and leave a 5-star rating so that other people can find it too. I hope that you choose to connect with me over on my Instagram @KaylaTheKnapp. Hope to see you there. We'll chat soon.